All right, open phones in just a moment. Want to get an update from one of our friends of the radio station here, Ken Gray, a lecturer in Department of Justice and Criminology, Criminal Justice and all that at the University of New Haven, former high-ranking FBI agent, now retired. But Ken is on scene there to tell us about something that you may remember that the University of New Haven does on a regular basis, a mass casualty drill. Hey, Ken, it's Paul. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Good to talk to you. Yes, I'm here on the scene at University of New Haven for our annual mass casualty incident drill. This is a chance for the Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Science to allow our students to take part in an exercise each year, to have a chance to exercise the skill sets that they have learned in our classes. I'm looking out over a scene right now of a hazardous material spill where victims are being dragged to a decon station and then being loaded up into an ambulance. We've also got a crime scene in which evidence is being processed inside the German Club here. And, you know, this is really a very active scene at the moment, but the students are getting a chance to put into practice the skill sets that they have learned in the classroom.
And Ken, I would imagine that, and you can probably attest to this, there's only so much you can do in a classroom, right? And even though, in a sense, these students know that this is a drill and it's not real, it still does kind of illustrate, does it, the pressure that a regular situation would show?
Absolutely. And the other advantage of this is that the criminal justice students normally work with the criminal justice students. The fire science students normally work with the fire science students. The forensic science students are usually inside the laboratory doing their thing there. And national security, homeland security, they're usually doing their own thing. But in this particular drill, they're all getting a chance to work on a scenario all at the same time together. And so this is really a real-world type simulation that they get a chance to see how they fit into the bigger picture.
Now, UNH, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, you folks have been doing this for, what, a bunch of years now, correct?
That's right. So Chief Bob Healy is the one that put this together, and he's been running this for the last 10 years. And each year it's a slightly different scenario to keep the kids, surprise them when we actually carry out the exercise. But, yeah, Bob has been able to facilitate this, keeping the students busy, learning new things out here in the field for 10 years now.
All right. Ken Gray, University of New Haven. So if you see activity around, where's this, Ken? The German Club in West Haven? Is that where it is?
The German Club, which is located co-located on our campus here in West Haven.
Yeah. So if you see any activity around there, folks, it's only a drill, but it's a very, very, very valuable reenactment of a mass casualty situation. Hey, Ken, thanks. Always appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.